3-1. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. It's a new series. On the 20th, the day of the inauguration, I don't know if anyone sensed, but I sensed a shifting in the spirit realm. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you ever want to identify a move of God, look for the trouble that surrounds it. Look for the upheaval. Because the movements of God always challenge status quo. Always challenge powers that be. We may not always agree with everything, but let's look beyond the human element. And as children of the Spirit, let's see by the Spirit of God what God has planned. God has great plans for you. Amen. For His church. Praise God. We started a series Wednesday night I've entitled Heaven's Gateway. Heaven's Gateway. You hear a lot today about portals and, you know, pathways and a lot of supernatural and spiritual phenomena. You know, this is a generation of spiritual, you know, back in the 60s, I guess it was, mid-60s on, we started to experience an influx of Eastern religion. You know, yoga consciousness, transcendental meditation, you know, Krishna consciousness, all of these Eastern Hindu type of religions. But what it caused, I believe, and what it started, not only did the drug culture really go off the chain, but people started to seek more spiritual experiences. Well, the day and time that we live, there are portals in the spirit realm that are being opened. When we talk about a portal, let me rephrase it and say gateways. God's going to get more and more involved in the affairs of man, just as the devil is on the rampage, getting more and more involved, till the clash of the two kingdoms. But see, we've read the end of the book. And we know that in the end, the kingdom of God is going to subdue all the other kingdoms. Amen. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ. Amen. So be encouraged. We're talking about heaven's gateway. Wednesday night, we looked at what I entitled an assembled house. Amen. And today we're going to take a look at what I've entitled in a great house. Now, for those that weren't here Wednesday or weren't in our first service, let me rewind a little bit and just give you a little background, a little foundation so we can build. One morning in prayer recently, God brought to my mind something I experienced some years ago in traveling to Africa. I don't know whether I was flying out of Dubai or out of Heathrow in London or either Amsterdam. I don't remember, but I do remember this. Once we got over North Africa, it was during the day, early in the morning, it was during the day, and I opened the window blind, and all you could see as far as you could see was sand, mounds and mounds of sand. I looked at it for a good long time, nothing but sand. I shut the window shade down, watched the movie. A couple hours later, open up the shade again, sand. More and more mounds of sand. Shut it down, watched another movie. About 5-6 hours later, open it up, sand. All day long, all you could see was sand. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what? Why is this place so barren? And Holy Spirit started to speak to me. And he began to reveal a principle. He said, there's nothing in that region on the earth that would cause any form of precipitation in the heavens. Then he spoke to me about the rainforest. Think about the rainforest in South America, where they have torrential rains every day. Everything's green and plush and gigantic trees and gigantic plants and gigantic insects. Everything's big because of such rain. But the point was that there was nothing on the earth in that region that would cause, if any, any precipitation at all. In Genesis chapter 7, we see before the flood of Noah's day, after the ark was built, animals were in the ark, God shut the door tight. It's interesting that God shut the door, because after the rain started, people came to try to get in, but God had shut the door. How many know when God shuts the door, you can't open it? On the contrary, if he opens the door, no man can shut it. But the interesting thing in Genesis 7 is that before the rain came from heaven, the fountains of the deep in the earth were broken up. There we have that principle again. The earth, and as I said in the first service, the fountains were not like the fountains you see in front of hotels or, you know, along the highway where you see fountains by big buildings and beautiful fountains. These were massive, you know, large as cities, fountains that broke up. As a matter of fact, when these fountains broke up and began to shoot water miles into the sky, that's where the mountains were formed, when these fountains came up. And after it finished raining, it said that the waters covered the tops of the mountains. But my point, something occurred in the earth first before heaven responded. Now, this is a principle that's important for us to understand, to implement in our lives. Often we are waiting on God to do something. And you've been waiting, ain't you? And you still wait, ain't you? And listen, if you don't do something, you still gonna be waiting. Because there's a principle here. It's like you want God to bless you financially, but you don't give. Amen. You don't put seed in the ground. Your seed is still in the barn. Amen. No, the law of reciprocity, the law of sowing and reaping, is a spiritual law. Amen. Whatsoever man soweth, if you share a lot of love and grace with people, guess what comes back to you? Amen. If you give a lot of financially, guess what comes back to you? Same thing. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So God's placed laws in the earth, principles in the earth that govern the earth. The law of gravity. Go up on top of this building and jump off. We'll call 911 on your way up. We will call them and let them know somebody's either knocked out, bleeding, or they're dead. Come get them. They're laws. So understand this. As we look at what God is doing in the earth, we must understand that there are things that must take place in the earth. If we want a well-watered garden, guess what? You need to water it. Now God will do, but there's something he requires of us. All right? We don't want to neglect our responsibility as children of God. You know, people like to blame God or say, well, God will take care of that. Or, you know, if God's will. No, it is God's will that you obey. I'll obey if it's the Lord's will. No, it is the Lord's will. Okay? So we see how something happened in earth. Now the principle continues in Genesis 11. Even in a negative sense, they were building what is known as the Tower of Babel. They said, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us build a tower that will reach unto heaven. God's instruction to them initially was to spread out over and cover all the earth, where they gathered all together in Shinar. Some writers will tell you they were afraid because it was not long after the flood. They wanted to build a tower tall enough where if God chose to flood the earth again, they'd be okay. They could flee to the tower. But how many know, once God flooded the earth, he said he'll never do that again. He'll never do it. And what do we have? We have a sign called the rainbow. Now, others have taken the rainbow and made something else out of it. But that's God's sign that he will never destroy the earth again with a flood. So I don't care how it rains or how it floods. It ain't never going to get destroyed by a rain, by a flood. Amen? So we see as they're building this, they're in one accord on the earth, and they are in such one accord that it gets the attention of heaven. God says, let us go down at once and confound their speech. For the people are of one mind, and this they do. And God said this. He said, and there is nothing that will be withheld from them that they desire or imagine to do. So something was happening on the earth that got God's attention. See, a lot of stuff don't get God's attention. See, a lot of saints don't get God's attention because you don't mean business. You half stepping. Say amen real loud. But whenever you mean business, whenever you mean what you mean, whenever you put first things first, you keep the main thing, which is the main thing, you'll get God's attention. He's always watching over you. But a lot of stuff he can't grant or give because you're just half-stepping. You don't even know yourself whether you want to or not. Part-time. Sometime. Amen. Everybody listening? But whenever there's something in one accord like that, it gets God's attention. Another example. Abraham standing in his tent door, and he sees three strangers coming across the desert. He runs out to greet them. He recognizes by the Spirit it's the Lord. The Lord himself with two mighty angels have come to see if what the stench that's coming up to heaven, if it's so, they're going to visit Sodom to see for themselves. In other words, the wickedness of Sodom got God's attention. So they came. Amen. So God comes down, sends the angels there. They rescue Lot. They destroy the wicked city. Another example, positive example, on the day of Pentecost, they followed the instructions of the Lord to go into Jerusalem and tarry. Tarry means to wait. Wait there until you be endued with power from on high. And so they waited 10 days till the day of Pentecost had fully come. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.